Today is Friday, November 1st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Biologic Coordinators Day. It's National Cinnamon Day. National Brush Your Teeth Day. National Jersey Friday. And, well, also Autistic Speaking Day. And, National Calzone Day. And I remember talking about this before, but I'm not a huge fan of calzones or calzonies or however you want to pronounce that. When I was younger, I didn't like pizza at all. And I liked the bread and the sauce, but I didn't like the meat. And when my mom would order pizza for whatever youth group or singing group or whatever I was in, or she was directing or whatever, everyone else loves pizza. And so that was the thing. Oh, we'll just order pizza. And it was always the deep dish pizza from Pizza Hut, the really thick crust, which I really liked. The crust. I didn't like the toppings, the cheese and the vegetables and the meat and all that. So I would pull the toppings off because it was very easy. They all stuck to the cheese. So you could just pull the layer of cheese off and all the vegetables and meat and everything would come off all in one big thing. And I would just throw that away and I would eat the bread and the sauce. That probably would still be my preferred way because I just don't enjoy the texture of melted but re-solidified cheese. It's just, I don't know. I like creamy cheese. I'm okay with it on a burger, like American cheese, but not those harder cheeses that when they cool down a little bit, they get plasticky, kind of. I don't know. So we did get a couple of text messages and they were talking about their favorite Halloween candy. I'm recording this on Halloween. So I know we talked about Halloween in the show that you guys listened to today, but on Thursday, but I will go ahead and read a couple. I will read these. We got two, but you can still text 479-221-9393. You can text or call, although I wasn't prepared for calls today, so I probably won't look and see if we got, I'll look and see if we got any calls, but I may not be able to play them. We didn't get any calls anyway, so that's fine. So text me or call. Blaze in Wisconsin says, my favorite candy is toffee. I'm trying to think what... Do they sell toffee as just a Heath bar? Heath bar, it's kind of an old one, but my dad really liked, I believe, something called a Heath bar. Now I'm going to look it up here. Heath bar. Yeah, it's toffee covered in chocolate. Okay, so maybe something like that? Or do they actually sell toffee as like a candy bar? Because toffee is generally something you make from scratch. I think I'm just looking here. I don't really see any toffee. Heath is pretty much the only thing. I guess Almond Roca has toffee in it. And there's various things. So all I'm finding is things with either very bespoke or fancy candy that is more homemade like. Or not something you would get when you're trick-or-treating. The only thing that I think you would get when you're trick-or-treating that is toffee is Heath bars. And apparently they do have miniature Heath bars, so because I'm just Googling here. But I didn't see any of those in my local store. And Gary in Portland says, Snickers is my favorite candy bar. I had started before you asked. My favorite costume was the Travelocity Gnome. So, Gary, when did you dress up as the Travelocity Gnome? Because that is a rather recent... The Travelocity Gnome has only been around for maybe 15 or 20 years. So, which to some people is not recent, I understand, but I'm 46 years old. So that is still within the time that college and career and stuff. So to me, that's recent. When I was a kid and I was trick-or-treating, I don't think the Travelocity Gnome was a thing. There was a cartoon on Nickelodeon called David the Gnome. And I feel like the Travelocity Gnome is kind of patterned off of a similar thing. Yeah, David the Gnome. The World of David the Gnome. But it was, the final episode date was 1986, and it was on Nickelodeon. So I'm right. Anyway, so I don't know how long the Travelocity Gnome, but you must have dressed up as the Travelocity Gnome post being an adult, if I had to guess. Cool. Yeah. Well, again, my favorite costume that I've ever dressed up is like Lestat or whatever. Hi, my name is Reagan. So I really get anxious giving out candy. Now, I have been taking my anti-anxiety meds for a while, so maybe that will help. But children are mean. So they'll just say random things like, why are you so fat? Or, what are you... why do you two guys live in the same house? They'll just say weird shit. And then their parents are with them nowadays, so you have to deal with the parents as well. And you're thinking, what do I say? Do I go, oh my God, that's such a cute costume. Oh, you scared me. I don't know what to say. I know we've talked about this on many episodes of this show around Halloween, but I really don't know how to behave or what to say. I should just get a mask so they can't see my face and just open the door with a mask. And Mark doesn't really enjoy doing it either. So we're both, it's your turn to go to go to the door. One year, we just put the bowl out with a note that said, take one. So we'll see how it goes. We thought about going and doing early voting, but we decided to do it today, Friday, instead of Halloween. I don't think it was because we were thinking kids might start coming by, but that factored into the equation. We did buy candy, so we need to get rid of some of this candy or we're going to eat it all. Again, I don't even like candy, but if it's there, and I did pick the ones that are my favorites, so I would not normally, I guess when I say I don't like candy, I don't ever buy candy for myself. And If I had the choice of buying like a pastry or a honey bun or a cookie or a cake or some sort of candy, I would always choose the cookie or cake or pastry or something that is more, I guess, bready, more cakey, bready, more substance there. Because again, candy just feels like sugar to me. But regardless, if candy is here and it's the ones that are my favorite and I want something sweet after dinner, I'm going to get it and it's not a good thing. So we need to get rid of some of this stuff. While I was talking, we did have another text come in. I know we're going to have more. We're going to have more because I'm recording this. Some people may have not even listened to Thursday's show yet. So I'm sure I will get more, but Chuck text messaged and he says, favorite candy bar that's really difficult because my favorite changes all the time. I guess I'd have to say overall M&M's slightly edge out everything else for me. Although M&M's is not I said candy, but you said candy bar. I will also share that we had over 850 trick-or-treaters this year and had a huge selection of candy for them to pick from. The most popular were 1, M&M's, 2, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and 3, Albanese Gummy Bears. Did you get individual packages of Haribo or something? Albanese Gummy Bears. Do they come in individual packages? Because surely you're not just dumping gummy bears into their bags. Also, how are you done? Where do you live? I'm recording this at 5:30 Central Time. We haven't even had any trick-or-treaters yet. Do you live in the ocean? What? All of your trick-or-treaters are already done? I mean, I suppose they would start. It's 6:30. Maybe they all started coming around 5:45 or 6 o'clock and you're done already. 850. Oh my God. That is ridiculous. I would be so stressed out. 850 kids. There is no way. We'll probably get 20 or 30 at most. And that's too many, to be honest. I'm just not a big fan of kids, you know? All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. Let me know your favorite candy and costume. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.